This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Paul says there are different kinds of working. It's the word energumen. We get the word ergonomics from that, having to do with something that's operative and working. And the Holy Spirit has different operations going on, so to speak, with different people, but it's the same Spirit at work. What's the Lord tried to accomplish in your life and through your life through the working of the Spirit? My guess is most people can think of things that were going on in the last 30 days. Where maybe you sense something going on, and could it be that the Holy Spirit of God was trying to work something into your life, work something out of your life, or work something through your life? And you know what we do? We resist. We push back. We hold back, and we do not allow the Holy Spirit of God to work in our lives in such a way that God can have the glory and God can do things in our lives that would not happen in any other way. Here's my point when leaving those three up there. There are different kinds of gifts or charisma, different kinds of service, diakonai. There are different kinds of working and ergumen. All this means this. The Holy Spirit is wanting to do something in your life, get this, that you can't do on your own. The Holy Spirit of God wants to do something through every man, every woman, every young person in this body of believers that you and I cannot do on our own, because he has a plan. He has a plan for our life. As I was preparing for this message and thinking about the different lies that people believe, the thought occurred to me is that many people believe the lie that God couldn't possibly use me because of the sin in my life. My guess is there are men and there are women and there are young people who instantly think of something that happened 5 or 10 years ago and say, God can't use me because of that. God can't use me because of something that happened 10 years ago. God couldn't possibly use me because of something that happened a month ago. And here's my thought. Let the Lord determine your usability level. Would you listen to that again? Let the Lord God Almighty determine the usability level, because so often we make decisions that, in my opinion, that belong only to the Lord. He's the coach, if I could use that expression, and not meaning any disrespect at all to calling him the coach, but you know what I mean. He's the one who makes the decisions who to use in this situation and what to use. And did it ever occur to you that God may have a plan that even involves your failure 5 years ago so that you can bring glory to God today? You know what? God will do that. God will do that in a man's life, in a woman's life, and he will take what we consider failure, and God can put life into that. Why? The one who can bring life out of death can bring positive use out of your failure. Remember that. The one who can bring life out of death and raising Jesus Christ from the dead. The one who can bring spiritual life out of spiritual deadness in people like you and people like me is the one who can use you, and he wants to give you a gift, a charisma. He may want to give you a diakonai, which means a service, a ministry. God may want to give you an energumen, the working. He wants to work in your life and use you to work in you and through you. Why? Because that's what he does. Let him do it. Let the God of all creation work in your life. Why? Because he wants to, number one. And number two, he can. He wants to and he can. Let him do it.
Well, my friend, what is it that the Lord wants to do in your life and through your life? Not just to you, but through you. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.